I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan says five of their Bible school students are recovering from a severe assault a week ago in India's Maharashtra state. Persecution like this is becoming a daily occurrence. Yohanan says it won't stop them from evangelizing, but
we need to pray earnestly that the Lord will give strength and wisdom and commitment strong enough that the people of God, especially Christian workers and missionaries, will not give up, but they will continue to go forward. Boldness is what I am praying for. We all need to be praying for them, that they will not get discouraged.
Next, due to an unexpected twist in new governmental regulations in the Republic of Moldova, Little Samaritan Mission's work faced the danger of being silenced. The government put 9 of their 12 radio stations on the public auction. As the only Christian radio network in Moldova, that would have been disastrous. However, LSM's Florine Pindikblaj has some good news.
On 13th of February, God brought us a victory. Not only were not able to take no one frequencies, but they extended for 9 years. All these 9 frequencies gave back to Little Samaritan Mission.
And Christian Resources International's current supply of Bibles is at an all-time low. They just sent a great crate to India, but the resource shipment was 20 boxes short, and there's only a few Bibles left on their shelves. CRI sends between 2 to 4 great crates a year. Each one's about 15,000 books. These resources help pastors and new seminary graduates in ministry. CRI welcomes used Christian books, Bibles, and other materials. If you can help, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.